It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Federal Trade Commission is reminding online marketplaces of their duty to root out fake merchandise with new federal protections aimed to make it easier for people to report suspicious marketplace activity. We discuss the latest online marketplace scams and get tips for navigating platforms that connect sellers and buyers. Call with your question or comment, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jim Temer is here, CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. Jim, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Always a pleasure, Kate. Great to be here.
Well, tell us about how common Facebook Marketplace scams pop up here among Wisconsin users.
We figure that at least 25% of ads on something like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist are tied to scams. They're prevalent. They're everywhere. You have to be so careful. And I'm not saying don't use these platforms, but you just have to really make sure that you know what you're doing.
25%, that is quite high to me. That seems like you will eventually, if you use these types of platforms, you're going to encounter a scam.
Yeah, if you don't know who the person is or who you're dealing with, you will eventually encounter a scam. Also, a lot of the Facebook ads can lead you to other things. So you click on an ad for something that looks good, and maybe there's a link in there to something else. It's just insidious. Actually, these are just the latest bits of technology that scammers use. When we first started with email, we were all getting emails from the, you know, deposed king of somewhere or another that they needed to move $3 million to the United States and we could make money. Now they're just telling you, oh, this is fine. You know, give us your phone number. Let's leave this site and I'll just text you and give me the money. So as long as we're around, we're going to have to deal with scams.
Let's leave this site and I'll just text you. I want to just seize on those words that you said there. What about moving conversations when you're buying and selling? What about moving them out of Facebook or the platform that you're on?
That's one of the tricks that scammers use most, not only for this kind of thing, but also romance scams. If you're on a platform and you're trying to meet people, because those platforms are all monitored by, you know, ethical businesses, because they try and get the scammers out. They try and delete it. They look for things they can use AI and pick out bits of conversations going on and then highlight that. And if they want you immediately to leave the site, that's a red flag. And stay on that. And if they do, you know, look somewhere else. Don't follow them off the site, or you kind of do it your own peril.
What are the most common ones, the most common scams happening throughout the state now?
Well, there's a few new ones, and we will kind of focus here on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
You list an item, and you get a response from a buyer. Wow, they really want this. This is fantastic. But how do they know that you're not a scammer? So they're going to say, hey, can you reply with a six-digit code where you're on the platform where the item's listed, like Facebook? And that sounds reasonable. But what the scammer's doing is setting up a Google Voice number linked to your phone number. So you send them this verification code and then they can complete the account setup. They can then use your phone number to conceal their identity when they call somebody else. Or if they get your Google Voice verification code and some other info about you, they can pretend to be you and then open new accounts in your name.
So basically, if they're asking for a confirmation code that they're going to text to you on your phone, that is a phishing attempt, what I'm hearing, that, you know, phishing for your private data.
Right, right. It's just another way to get your data, get your personal information. Don't give your phone number out to somebody making a sale online marketplace. You don't need to. That's not part of the system there. That's not part of the setup. So any additional information you're giving somebody, again, unfortunately, you're putting yourself at risk.
What are some things you should watch out for? Characteristics in the listing of a fraudulent listing? What stands out to you?
Well, always, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. If you find something, big ticket items as well, people will buy online. And there's one going on where someone will be selling, say, a car or a boat or an RV, a big ticket item. And you contact them, it looks great. And then they say, hey, you know what? We're out of the country, we're in the military or we're somewhere else. but will use a legitimate third party to hold the money in escrow. And they'll say it's eBay or Amazon or whoever it is, you know, and they tell you, oh, you know, don't worry, you'll have a chance to see and test drive this vehicle before you have to purchase it. And they'll say it's a local vehicle, but we need the money first. So you send the money into this fake eBay or fake Amazon account. They may want it prepaid debit card. And that is a huge red flag. If anybody is ever saying that, you know, your check, or if it's commercially, your credit card isn't any good, you have to use wire transfers or prepaid credit cards, prepaid gift cards, prepaid debit cards. Those are big red flags. So here, the third-party services are a con job. There never was a car. They just took pictures of something on another website and put it on their site, and you're going to be out your money. So again, you have to be very careful. Don't buy something like that. Don't send money unless you can meet the seller, especially if they're claiming it's a local vehicle. If you meet the seller and then purchase it, that's going to help you avoid almost all scams on Facebook. And it's for housing rentals, all sorts of things, because a lot of ads up to rent apartments or vacation rentals are fake as well.
This certainly applies to so many areas. CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, Jim Temmer, with us as we talk about Facebook Marketplace scams in particular. You can join in with your questions and your comments at 800-642-1234. Jim, as we talk about transactions, people may use an online payment system to buy items through Facebook Marketplace, like PayPal or Venmo or Zelle. How well do online payment systems protect sensitive information?
They can do it very well. And you mentioned several of the good ones out there. But again, scammers realize that we now place trust in those third parties like Venmo or Zelle, Cash App, any of those. And this is another new scam. And this is based off an old scam called an overpayment scam. And they used to do it with checks. But now they're doing this. You list an item on Facebook, and again, you're quickly contacted by a buyer who really wants it. They may even say they're going to pay more than you offered, but they're going to use one of these payment systems, again, like Venmo, and I'll just use that one as an example. And after receiving the payment, you're going to get an email, supposedly from Venmo or whoever, saying that because this was so much money, you need to set up a special business account. And you need to upgrade your account to business status to accept a transfer. So the buyer says, well, I'll send you another $300. You know, that's fine, because that's what it's going to cost to set up this account if you promise to refund it, you know, after we're done. So you set up the account, you pay your money out there, and you never get any money back. It's all fake. They may take screenshots of things saying that the money is in the Venmo or Zelle, and it isn't. And people used to do this with checks. They'd say, oh, you're selling a bed for $100. I'll send you $300 because I'm moving, but can you send me $100 back and you can keep the extra $100? The check they send you is fake. And then you put that in your bank. You can immediately access the funds, but it doesn't really clear a bank account for maybe 14 days. And then you're going to hear back from the bank that you passed a bad check and you're out whatever you paid. This gets into employment scams and all sorts of scams. And this is another red flag. If anyone is willing to overpay you, unless it's a rare item, red flag, don't do it. Just tell them to forget it. Don't answer the texts. You know, if they call you, tell them, forget it. Be very, very careful if anybody is saying they're going to give you extra money for nothing.
Let's go back to the basics for a moment. What about meeting in person to receive a purchase, and when that transaction takes place? Give us some tips about making that transaction in a public setting.
Well, you just said the key words, Kate, public setting. When you're meeting somebody face-to-face on something like this, you know, scams fall to the wayside if we risk our personal health and safety. So you never want to meet, obviously, you know, in a dark parking lot in the middle of nowhere sometime, you know, meet at a coffee shop, or if you have to go to their house to pick something up, take somebody with you. Make sure that you're not alone, because unfortunately there have been incidences where people will use Facebook Marketplace, again, just as an example, to have people, victims, come to their house and they're robbed or they're beat or assaulted, who knows what. Not very often, but it does happen. So again, why not just protect yourself, meet in a public place. If it's something small, you can transact business that way. If you got to pick something up at someone's house, definitely take someone along with you.
Jim Temmer, CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, as we discuss the classified ad section of Facebook and tips for consumer safety on e-commerce platforms that connect sellers and buyers. Call in with your question. You can share tips on making these transactions. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We get tips on how to buy and sell items safely on e-commerce platforms and what to look out for when communicating with sellers on these online marketplaces like Facebook Marketplace. Jim Temmer with us, CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, fielding your questions and comments. Call 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ashley in Dodgeville is here. Hi, Ashley. Go ahead.
I just wanted to leave a quick comment.
Oh, Ashley, it's really hard to hear you. It sounds really windy or something. Try again.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, not too well, but try. Go ahead.
One more time.
There we go. Yes.
I just wanted to comment real quick. I don't do Facebook Marketplace at all. And my neighbor came up to me the other day. He's like, you guys rent your house? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, people have been walking up knocking on your door. He told me he talked to one of them, and there's an ad out for my address to rent, like on Facebook Marketplace that isn't me or my boyfriend. And we literally had to make a sign on a piece of paper. I just used a big marker, and I just wrote, no, this house is not for rent. Like, you know, do not send the seller any money, consider your sources. But I just thought it was ridiculous. Wow. I don't even use those platforms.
Ashley, thank you so much. You know, Jim, Ashley there, her home going up for rent right underneath her and doesn't even use these platforms. What is going on with the scam?
No, well, that's a common scam. Scammers will take photos from other websites, or maybe they'll take photos off of realtors' websites if some house or condo is for sale, and they'll put them up on these for rent by owner sites. They'll do it on vacation sites if you're renting a condo somewhere on vacation, and they aren't there. It's just like Ashley just said in Dodgeville. You know, there's not an ounce of truth to what they're doing, but they'll have enough information that you think it may be true. And they're looking for that person that will prepay, you know, I need first month, last month, security deposit, whatever. And that's it. And if maybe the people that come by and look, maybe that's 1 out of 100. And if 1 out of 1,000 pay the scammer or 1 out of 10,000 pay the scammer, they're making money because what they did cost them nothing. So the uses of technology to unfortunately scam people out of their money or their information. I mean, you telling people that your house is on the market to rent, is sort of a violation, right? I'm sure mm-hmm. Ashley doesn't feel too good about having these people come up and saying how much to rent your place.
I want to turn now to the regulatory environment and what efforts that businesses have to make to stop these kinds of actions. The Federal Trade Commission, there is a new federal law called the Informed Consumers Act, took effect at the end of last month, and the law requires online marketplaces to protect consumers from counterfeit, unsafe, and stolen goods. How does the law affect Wisconsinites?
Well, Wisconsinites and all people in the nation are going to be able to shop online with a little more safety. What this means is that the marketplaces, the platforms such as Etsy and eBay and Amazon, what they need to do is verify identity of their sellers that are on their platform, because remember, like, you know, Etsy doesn't sell anything. They let other people on their site to sell. Mm-hmm. What they must do is collect tax numbers, government issued IDs, bank account info. They need to implement more protocols to identify and remove counterfeit products and provide information to consumers about the products they purchase. Also, information about the identity of the seller, their name, business address, contact information must be made readily available to consumers. Now, on something like Amazon, where it's supposedly businesses, that's going to be a lot easier to do than it is on something like Facebook Marketplace when it's, you know, Joe from down the block, or he claims that's Joe down the block selling something. And again, how prevalent these online scams are, Amazon is proud of the fact that in 2020, there were 6 million attempts to create fake accounts that they caught. And then they downed that to 2.5 million attempts in 21 and 800,000 attempts in 2022. So those are the only ones that they caught. So we're talking about millions and millions of fake listings, fake contacts, all over, trying to get you to buy something that doesn't even exist.
Why is transparency around the business name and the business's physical address so important for consumers?
Well, because usually if it's a scammer, they aren't going to come up with a physical address. Something, mm-hmm. if you are even on just a fake website, because those are out there too, you always want to look for things like return policies, customer service phone numbers. Is there somebody you can call? Address. Take that address of a business and put it into Google Maps. Is it what they say that it is? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And is it the name of the business that they claim it is? And if you get emails or texts saying, you know, this is Amazon, there's a problem with your account. We've all seen those, right? All that stuff can be faked and forged so easily. You should never respond to something that you are not asking for in the way that they want you to. So if you get a text or email saying, hey, this is the power company, you know, we're going to shut your power off because you haven't paid us, or click here, don't click there. Go back to a bill or look them up and call their consumer hotline, call mm-hmm. their actual account information. Because if you click on that link in the email, you could be downloading malware, or who knows where they're going to take you. So again, anything that comes in from the outside, just think of it as a robocall. Delete it. Delete the email. Delete the text. Don't answer the phone. If you're going out, if you're making outbound calls or emails, then yeah, someone's going to get back to you. But be very leery of any information that you didn't ask for.
Jim Temmer with us, heads up the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, giving us tips on these online marketplaces and how to safely do these transactions. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Tom in La Crescent, Minnesota is here. Tom, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Twice this has happened when I responded to something on Craigslist, and they were both free items. And then like that later that day or the following day, I got a text, and it was from UPS, and they were trying to make a delivery, and they had a UPS symbol on it, but they were trying to make a delivery, and they wanted me to confirm my address. And I didn't do it because I didn't have anything coming from UPS, one. And two, it's kind of obvious that somebody was up to something. But it happened twice in a couple-week period. So that's something that's also common, because now they obviously had my phone number, and now mm-hmm. they want my address information. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yes, Tom, thank you for sharing. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, you should really be careful. Tom, great work, by the way. Scammers out there will buy and sell information, and they'll get bits of it here, bits of it there. Like you said, they got your phone number. They're looking for your address. They're trying to put these profiles together on people so they can then do things in your name and not their own. Shipping scams too. You know, we just went through Prime Days. Be very careful. You're going to get those things. Track your shipping number. We had a problem. What time are you going to be home? You know, and if you tell somebody what time you're going to be home, you're also telling them what time you're not going to be home. We need an extra $2.50 for whatever it is. You know, your package was overweight. and you put it in your credit card in the site, and then they have your credit card. So as much as there are these front-end scams and you're buying something that doesn't exist, there's just as many back-end scams that have to do with shipping, because everybody shops online these days. So just like Tom said, know what's expected to come, know who's shipping it, and you'll be a lot better off.
Jim, thank you for joining us.
You know, as always, it's my pleasure. And we do what we can here at the BBB to increase trust. And we tell you who not to shop with, and we can tell you who you can trust. So we're all better off at the end.
Jim Temer, CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.